This is the Media in Ministry column entitled Celebrating Darkness in the Story of God. When Becca Selnick read the July 2020 Living Lutheran column God's Beautiful Dark Works, written by her mother, ELCA Presiding Bishop Elizabeth Eaton, it reminded her of a children's book. She said, "It could be that I've been reading a lot of children's books during this season of my life as the mom of a 3-year-old, but when I read the words, the images they conveyed were so distinct and powerful," said Selnick, a writer and a podcaster. With co-author Sherry Green, currently pursuing a Master of Divinity degree at Lutheran School of Theology at Chicago, and illustrator Nicolette Pernyanda, ELCA Program Director for African Descent Ministries, Selnick began work on a children's book, God's Holy Darkness. Living Lutheran spoke to the book's 3 creators about depicting the story of God in a way that celebrates the beauty of darkness, blackness, and light. We ask, could you tell leaders about God's holy darkness? Pernyanda says, "I like to think of God's holy darkness as a spiritual tool for challenging the dark-light binary that we're taught in our faith. It reminds us that darkness is beautiful, creative, powerful, and even bold. It celebrates what God does in the dark, and we hope that others will rejoice in darkness too." We ask, how did you decide to work together on the book? Green responds, "Becca, as a white woman, understood that this wasn't a story that she should tell alone, so she brought me into the project. Like a true ally, she wasn't just looking for black labor, she was looking for a partner to tell a story that was seemingly missing from the public narrative around race and faith. I immediately thought of Nick." That's for illustration. "Outside of being a good friend, I knew Nick to be a brilliant artist and thought it would be a gift to be in the project and to bring her unique style." Pernyanda said, "I knew I wanted God to be depicted as feminine, thick, and filled with silver locks. All of these features are the things we tend not to associate with God when we try to create human images, but how powerful it is to think of a God with hips wide enough to birth the universe. What about a God with hair that flows through the night sky? I want kids to see people with locks and think of our divine creator." We ask, how did you decide on the specifics of what to include in a book of darkness? Selnick responds, "Darkness and blackness and night usher in so many holy and beautiful moments in the story of God. This book takes readers through some of the most well-known stories in the Old and New Testaments, where God's holy darkness has been prominent all along." Green responds, "We didn't have to do a deep dive to find obscure verses hidden in the text. Many of the verses highlighted are a part of well-known stories. To me, our job was to just invite folks into a different and maybe broader understanding of what was already there." We ask, what can Lutherans in particular take away from the book? Pernyanda says, "A new perspective. How do we release ourselves from the bondage of anti-black theology and embrace the beautiful creation that is made in darkness? I think Lutheranism could feel all the more rich by doing so." Selnick adds, "We as Lutherans are members of a both-and church. We live in an either-or society. It's becoming increasingly clear that strict binaries do not serve us and don't foster in the good news of Jesus Christ. God's holy darkness breaks down light-dark binaries as they appear in beloved stories in the Bible, but it can also serve as an introduction or an inspiration for Lutherans and people everywhere to recognize these boundaries elsewhere and push against them." We ask, how do you hope readers will engage with the book? Green responds, I want folks to take away the celebration of the diverse imagery in our sacred text in a way that is affirming for children of darker hues who have been internalizing negative views of blackness and darkness. It's the kind of Bible book that I wish I had growing up when I needed to be reminded that my blackness is beautiful and good. I hope BIPOC, that's Black Indigenous People of Color folks, will use this book to celebrate themselves and their communities. I hope the children of the many diaspora read this and feel affirmed in their goodness and reminded that they are God's beloved and that they, too, are part of the Imago Dei. I hope white folks use this to celebrate their BIPOC siblings. I also hope that they use this to examine their implicit biases and do the necessary work to shape children who grow up understanding that blackness and darkness and night are holy and good. Penyaranda said, I hope this book becomes a bedtime story. I hope when children say they are scared of the dark, their caregiver picks up this book and reminds them of the calm in darkness. I hope Sunday schools and children's sermons and preaching series are inspired by this book and that folks feel called to reimagine darkness together and in community.